Carbon taxes and cap-and-trade policies, while aiming to reduce GHG emissions, work in differing ways. Carbon taxes, which establish a set price for emitting GHGs, provide no guarantee for total emission reductions. Estimates can be made of how much emissions will be reduced based upon a given change in prices and consumer preferences, but provide no assurance of a particular reduction amount. While carbon taxes provide no guarantee for the emission reduction quantities, they do provide a guarantee in the price of emitting GHGs. In a world where businesses project years, even decades into the future, a price guarantee for emissions goes far in creating a reasonable and forward-thinking business plan. In contrast, a cap-and-trade scheme provides no guarantee for GHG emission prices, but does provide a guaranteed reduction in total emissions. In a cap-and-trade policy, the price of a permit is allowed to float based on market mechanisms, supply, and demand. As a result, it becomes difficult for businesses to make the needed accurate future price projections. Cap-and-trade is not business-friendly like carbon taxes. Economics is majorly the study of trade-offs, the advantage and drawbacks of one decision over another, and the debate between carbon taxes and cap-and-trade as the most effective market mechanism for reducing GHG emissions is largely a debate of trade-offs.